This podcast brought to you by Hope 1032.
Yes, welcome to Just Saying. Joining me as always, Aaron Wright. Thanks for coming.
Hello.
And Colette Smart from Family Smart, Katrina Rowe and Molly, yay, from mouthsofbabes.com. Now, this is week three of our baby series. So we've planned and prepared. We've given birth. I hope that's not too graphic. Now it's time to go home. Was anyone a little nervous about going home? It's going to start with an open question.
Totally.
Yeah, yes. Okay, I'm not the only one. Good. I remember being in hospital and they were checking me out. You know, they got the papers out and I was trying hard to not cry because yeah. I had the blues. I shared last week, had the blues a bit. And I was like, really? You expect me to take this thing and know what to do with it from here? To the point where when we got down to the car, my husband and I had no idea how to put our baby in the car seat.
Excellent.
Colette, as we are preparing, as we're going through all of this and the day comes to go home and start our life together as a family, what are some of the ways mentally we can prepare for that?
I just think knowing that it is overwhelming, it's overwhelming for everybody.
Yes.
And you go home, and I remember for my husband and I going home that first day, and you bring this little baby and you're not giving it back to somebody else.
Yes.
It's not your brother's child who you're giving back after babysitting.
Yeah.
You realise it, at some point the enormity will hit you,
yeah,
that this baby is here forever and you are responsible. And it's a weird feeling. I often remember feeling like, I still feel 16.
Yes,
I haven't been trusting you with this baby.
I feel like that still to this day.
I know. And I'm the parent. And
who's trusting me with this?
And then that first night when you, I think most parents for the first night or two, you spend half the time not sleeping because you stand staring over at the baby's cot because you're afraid they won't breathe or something's going to go wrong.
Absolutely.
Isn't it an overwhelming feeling?
Yeah.
So just being aware, I don't think you can prepare for it other than knowing that you're normal.
That's a good thing. That's the best kind of preparing, I think, in that sense. And Katrina, Molly's so cute. This is our guest. If you haven't tuned in for the last 2 weeks, Molly has joined us. And how old
is
she?
She's a baby, 9 months.
9 months old. And what I love is that Aaron makes faces at her while you guys can't see.
Oh, well. She's very, very cute.
Katrina, when you first left the hospital to go home, what were some of the experiences you guys had?
The drive home, you just like, you feel like this tiny thing is so fragile. And people around you are driving normally thinking, do you not know I had my newborn child in the car? What are you doing? I think there's that huge sense of responsibility that, oh, my goodness, I'm responsible for this child. Mm. And for me, it was like, you know, when you're someone's mum, it's like I am the person that if something happens to me, their world falls apart.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's mm-hmm. that really sense of I got to get this right, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my advice is if you're going home and, you know, absolutely top priority, try to get dad some time off work so that you're doing it together if there's dad is around.
Mm.
And the other thing is if you're planning to breastfeed, just make that your priority. Mm-hmm. Like don't run around too much. Don't try and do too much. Don't try and entertain visitors or feel any pressure. Like, and the other thing is it gets tricky. Like breastfeeding gets really tricky somewhere between 2 and 8 weeks. Often there's problems.
Yep.
So just push through that and just know that don't think, oh, I'm having trouble. Maybe it's not for me. Think, okay, I'm having trouble because it is hard.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
everybody probably finds it hard at some stage.
Yeah.
But
so being realistic and not putting too much pressure on yourself in those early days.
Give yourself
That's
time.
Good.
Yeah. And dad, first few days.
Look, as I said last week, rested. Dads must be rested when you come home, if you're all tired and stuff, and have the change table ready to go. So Yay! Have the nappy sacks or whatever you choose, the wipes and the nappies.
You are going for Father of the Year, aren't you?
You've got to know. Oh, but, you know, it's got to be organised because that becomes a sausage machine. I mean, it's just you've got to you'll be churning out those nappies and if it's not ready to go, you're in trouble. And have the meals in the freezer.
See, it's
all that
associated
kind of
with
stuff.
Sausages.
I'm sorry. It's a conveyor belt.
I was thinking it.
Okay, it's a machine that when it starts up, when that baby starts...
It's not good. Well, and another thing too might be taking it in turns of some of that sleep. You keep talking about being well rested.
Yeah.
So getting to say to dad, you know what, I'm going to have to be up for the next hour and a bit feeding or whatever. You go and sleep.
Yep.
And then swapping. Yep. Okay, I fed, I'm gone. Don't interrupt me until this child needs me again.
With that one too, it's so important, I think, that dads more than mums settle a baby because daddy doesn't stink like baby milk.
True,
you know,
true.
It's, you know, we don't have that functionality. So when they come to us, generally dads, when we take that baby, it will stop crying generally because we don't smell like milk.
Yeah,
we're not
yeah,
that
yeah.
temptation.
Okay, awesome.
Unless they vomit on you, but that's enough.
All right. Do you want to hold Molly for a little while now? Okay. We'll be right back. Okay. You take Molly during the break. Okay. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Just Saying with Aaron Wright, Colette Smart, Katrina Rowe, and myself, Erica. And we're in the third week of our baby series, and we're talking going home. Now, Colette, obviously the first few days we're there, hopefully Dad's around and we're all working together to work out what we're doing. But there comes a time when reality sits back in, Dad has to go back to work. Some things we can do for that time.
I want to pick up on a few of the things that were said before the break. One is, for some mums, you actually can't breastfeed. And now I know we always need to say breast is best. And I did breastfeed all three of my babies. But I am aware that for some mums, it just doesn't happen.
Yeah,
and they
absolutely.
Are made to feel so guilty.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, you're a bad mum, or you've done something wrong because you're depriving your child. And if that is you and that is the most difficult thing for you, well, you've got to do what's best for your relationship with baby.
Yeah.
And so that is okay.
Totally.
And then I would do things like get my baby used to a bottle fairly early on. Some people it doesn't work for, my husband could do the 10 o'clock feed for me, and baby got used to taking a bottle so that if I ever was out and stuck somewhere, baby could take a bottle.
Absolutely.
And then in those first few weeks, you're so protective of your baby that especially your first child, you just don't want to give that baby over to anybody.
No.
And trying to learn to trust other people with your baby quite soon is important.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking especially of mums and parents who may have lost a baby before.
Yeah.
Just be aware that is something that you will experience, and just getting used to trusting other people, even if it's only your mum and your husband for a while, and getting a bit of a break.
Yeah.
I think it's really important.
Yeah, absolutely. So Molly agrees with you completely.
Yes, she agrees.
Now, the other thing I noticed for myself is that as soon as my husband had to go back to work when we had our first child, I was a little nervous about him going home alone with a baby. But it took me a while later to realise just how hard it was for him.
Yeah.
Because he was so excited as I was, new baby. He just wanted to spend every second at home with us. Had to go back to work. Aaron, first time going back to work. What are some of the feelings a dad goes through?
It's really tough. If you can arrange in that first little while to have half days or something like that, or work from home for a bit, that's a good way to get by that. It's not everyone can do
can
that.
Do that.
I can do that either. So you just have to sort of suck that up a bit, I suppose, and structure your time really well, I guess, and don't go home exhausted. That whole thing of you're doing a whole day at work, so you're not going to be able to go home and be able to take baby and do another day's work.
You need to
have time to rest and recover and all that kind of stuff. But you've just got to, you need to work that into your routine. Count on that when you get home, you'll need to probably take half an hour out or do that on the travel home or whatever.
Yeah.
And then structure that time carefully that you can then spend with baby and help out as much as you can in the morning and all that kind of stuff.
And we've got iPhones now, so mums can always send little videos
send
to you
pictures.
During the day.
Do the call update. You know, we'll call up to
FaceTime.
You know,
yeah.
Absolutely.
And Molly, I mean Katrina.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, I was really daunted when my husband had a month off with my first baby. And when he went back to work, I was terrified. I'm like, how am I going to do this on my own? And I actually think it's a really good idea to have someone around for those days when dad first goes back to work. Your mum, your sister, a good friend.
Someone you trust,
Just someone there so that you don't kind of lose the plot. So I remember the first week, he used to get home at 7. And every day about 5, I'd start to crack. And I'd think, it's only a couple of hours. Come on, get through it. But if I had had my mum or someone there, it would have really helped.
Yeah.
And for me, the isolation was
the
hard thing to deal
with. Being quite extroverted, I can agree with you there. Like, you just go, oh, okay, I've got to get myself out and about.
And that's where I think if you can get yourself out to the shop to just buy just a bottle of milk, if that's all you do, just to get yourself out. Don't overdo it because then you come back feeling exhausted and think, I'll never do that again.
Mm.
Just do little steps, especially even if you bring back your baby with a second child and you've got another child at home, juggling your two children becomes another whole thing that you haven't done. So, and that's actually another topic we could talk on.
Writing it down.
I kind of say, like, for friends and stuff who are wondering how to support the person with the new baby, I'm a big fan of just the phone call because sometimes, you know, if your house is a mess and you haven't slept for 3 days and the lawn isn't mowed and the floor's not mopped, visitors can actually be overwhelming. It can be a bit too much. But if someone calls you, it's nice just to know that they've thought of you.
Yeah.
Even if you can't call them back straight away, it's nice to know that someone knows you exist.
And friends, don't be scared to call because there's voicemail. You're not going to interrupt to sleep because we're not going to answer if, absolutely. Well, that's just all some good tips. Obviously, we'll have this up on the podcast if people want to revisit it. Thank you for everyone today. But there's a Something else exciting going on this week, and of course, it's Father's Day. So, yes. Aaron, yes. Thank you for being our Katrina, if you could just, I'll get this. We'll pass you the cake.
Awesome cake.
We brought in a cake. Well, actually, cake. I didn't personally.
It's leftovers. I know. There we go. Beautiful.
But thank you for always being here for us, for being our voice of the fathers, and for every dad out there, you make such a difference, and everything we've talked about in the last 3 weeks of babies, it's such a beautiful thing to have you in our lives. So shout out, everyone wants to shout out for their husbands or their fathers.
We appreciate you.
We appreciate you. Well, next week, we're going to catch up again. Thank you all for joining me today.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.